Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Next man up, 102.5 The Game. Jake Lyman, Parker Kelly with you. 30 more minutes left on the show. Robert Saleh speaking at the podium right now. We'll keep an eye on that, give you updates if anything notable comes out of it. Robert Saleh did say that Cedric Gray still has a chance to clear concussion protocol for week one. So that is good news on Cedric Gray possibly playing against the Jets on Sunday. Again, Vanderbilt linebacker Brian Longwell going to join us shortly. They're wrapping up practice over there. So excited to speak with Brian, a Nashville native, a senior part of this Vandy defense that after giving up an opening drive touchdown, held Austin Peay to just 3 points for the final quarter and a half of that game. So a good start for that defensive unit. We'll talk to Brian coming up in just a bit. And Parker, with Vanderbilt, something that we talked about when Andrew Allegretta's been on is that Vandy this year, no matter who is playing quarterback, they were going to hang their hat on running the ball and playing defense. And I think you saw that the defense has talent. Now, against Austin Peay, they need to continue to show what they can do as the competition level continues to grow. The running game, 4.9 yards per carry is not bad, right? Like, it is a good mark if you're playing more competitive teams, right? Like, playing in the SEC, you average 5 yards a carry, you feel pretty good about that. Cedric Alexander, MK Young, James L. Lasseter, I'd like to see them be able to, you know, bust off a couple of chunk plays this weekend against Delaware. You know, 18 yards was the longest run. That was the touchdown from Cedric Alexander on fourth down in the third quarter. I'd like to see multiple 30-plus yard runs from those guys, because I do think we've seen Alexander, Young, Lasseter especially, pretty much every time he touched the ball last year, it was explosive. You'd like to see those guys really be a weapon for this Vanderbilt offense with two quarterbacks kind of still learning on the job.
The run game is going to be the strength, I think, regardless of who's at quarterback this year, because you have your final years of Cedric Alexander and MK Young, both of which don't get talked about enough in the SEC, let alone nationally, for how good of a job that they actually do. And they're so interchangeable. They can catch out of the backfield. They can block for one another. You can have them out there at the same time. So you would have liked to see more explosive plays on Saturday night versus Austin Peay. I don't think we saw any.
The 31-yard pass to Sherrill was...
Yeah.
But
there was one he dropped, too.
That wasn't a big throw down the field. Right. He did drop the slant.
That probably would have went for a touchdown if he would have caught it.
Right. So I think being more explosive is a big thing. And I do wonder, the offensive line, we noted a couple of times, we saw them mixing guys in and out, right? So I do wonder if maybe they were experimenting on who should play at their, McConnell's going to be your strong guard. I think I'm blanking on the Pitt transfer is going to be your center.
Lyndon Cooper.
Lyndon Cooper is going to be your center. But I think they were kind of rotating guys in and out, seeing what they had. The offensive line needs to be better. Right? The one play that I think worried me the most from Saturday's game was when you had fourth and one and you couldn't push the pile to get 1 yard and move the chains. That was late when Jared Curtis was in the game. Like that, it's Austin Peay. You should be able to win that battle up front and go get a yard, and you didn't. So I think the offensive line having a better game on Saturday against Delaware is going to be important too.
Well, there were also two penalties on Cade McConnell that were very
that
uncharacteristic.
Is true, yeah.
There were some penalties in general, and for a group that is having to replace four of their starters from last year, I still feel confident enough in that group that they can, you know, be a force to be reckoned with. There were some times that they weren't getting any push on Austin Peay's defensive line, which, again, it's week one. I don't know how much, you know, because everything's so vanilla. But still, you should be able to get more push on an Austin Peay defensive line.
Yeah, and I do think part of the Vandy offense being vanilla, like you said, is Tim Beck probably didn't want to put too much on tape, right? Like, that's a game that you can win with your vanilla game plan. Now, you would have liked to win bigger and have more of those explosive plays, but you don't have to you know, throw everything but the kitchen sink at Austin Peay to try and win that football game. We'll see if maybe they diversify it a little bit more. Like, Parker, there was a stretch I remember in that game where they just ran, it looked like the exact same play to Cedric Alexander three straight times.
Yeah,
just run
yeah.
left, run left, run left. It's like,
And then throw a jet sweep in there.
Right. It was a very vanilla game plan, as to be expected. And I think as you get closer to the SEC schedule, I think you're going to see them work more things in there, but also be wary of putting too much on tape that's going to give those SEC opponents an advantage. So it is going to be an interesting game on Saturday against Delaware. Again, not a game that I'm worried about Vanderbilt losing, but a game that you'd like to see them instill a little bit more confidence in what this offense can do this year.
You're right. I mean, everything was so vanilla on Saturday night, and maybe, you know, you would have liked to see more explosive, yes. You would have liked to see Vanderbilt beat Austin Peay by more than 19 points, yes. They should have done that. I also think there's a little bit of strategy involved, because you can probably get by your first three games without exposing your entire playbook. But then once you get on the road at Auburn in week four, then you got to start to turn things up a notch, because you're calloused a little bit, to use a Salahism right there. Three weeks into the season. But also, too, you know, I'm just looking at the box score. Between Cedric Alexander and MK Young, they had a combined 84 rush yards.
Yeah, right. I mean, the run game, it wasn't bad, right? Like, I don't think you can look at the run game and say that they were stuffed. Like, they
186
ran,
as a team.
They ran the ball effectively, but maybe not as effectively as you would have hoped heading into that game. Again, I think expectations makes that result look worse, because you see Austin Peay on the schedule and you expect them to blow them out. And I understand why Vandy fans are disappointed with the results they saw on Saturday night. But it also is just game one, and you're seeing a quarterback, whether it's whether it was Berlowitz, whether it was Curtis, getting their first real opportunities in a game. So excited to see what Saturday night looks like, or Saturday afternoon, I should say, looks like against Delaware. It'll be a 3:15 kick, 1:45 pregame show on Saturday right here on 102.5 The Game. And we are now thrilled to be joined on our phone lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, by Vanderbilt linebacker Brian Longwell. Brian, thanks so much for taking some time. How's it going this morning?
It's going good. Thank you for having me.
Well, we're glad to have you on. A win on Saturday. Congratulations, 28-9 over Austin Peay to start the season. After you guys gave up an early touchdown in that game, the defense really locked down, only gave up 3 points the rest of the way. How did you feel you guys settled in after giving up the early 6 points there?
Well, I think it really comes down to our mindset. You know, like that whole head body mindset. Next snap, past snap doesn't matter. Only matters is the next snap. I think we embodied it, you know, right after that, the PAT blocked, returned it back for 2 points. And they kind of solidified that play was gone and that doesn't matter. Now we're just on to the next one.
Your linebacking group, so much experience there with Nick and Bryce and yourself. How do you think that helps you guys in that room, just having played so much football and played so much football together as a unit?
Yeah, I mean, it helps a ton. I mean, I think the IQ in that room is so high now. I mean, and the chemistry is just a bond that we have. I mean, no matter who's out there, who's playing with each other, I mean, it all feels the same. And, you know, like, that's kind of the ideal that you want with linebackers, that you can have a good three-man rotation that the standard never drops between everybody.
Talking to Brian Longwell, Vanderbilt linebacker. Brian, we've been talking a lot about the secondary kind of coming into the season, how, you know, you added Ricardo Jones, transfer from Clemson, and the experience overall that you guys have. But what about that front seven? What should we expect from Vanderbilt's front seven this season?
I mean, you expect a ton. I mean, I can't tell you how happy I am that East is back, man. I mean, I'm excited to play with him and see what a full season of a mature, you know, him growing into his body, you know, how gifted that is, him being able to use that to the maximum. The new guy, B.A., Edwin, I think they've really come along, and just their pass rush prowess and the experience that they bring at Edge. And Glenn just being a big run stopper, you know. Like, I think all of them have really come into their own, and I mean, you expect big things from them.
The thing that I love most about what Clark Lea has kind of established on West End is, you know, you're coming off of a 10-win season last year in the regular season, best season in Vanderbilt football history, but yet you walk around that building and you can kind of sense that you guys aren't satisfied with that and just winning 10 games in the regular season. How have you seen Clark Lea kind of establish a different culture just in your tenure alone at Vanderbilt?
I mean, I think from the time – you know, the new staff got here and everything like that. Like, he was like, you know, we're going for a national championship. Like, there's nothing less, you know, like, cool, 10 wins is great, but that doesn't get you a national championship trophy, you know? And that kind of thought process of all that matters is that. And anything less is honestly a disappointment. So never be satisfied with anything less than that.
We're talking with Vanderbilt linebacker Brian Longwell. Brian, I know it's a long offseason to get ready for that first game. Now that you have one under your belt, what's kind of been the process this week of learning from some of the mistakes from Austin Peay but trying to turn the page to Delaware?
Yeah, you know, I mean, every year the first game is always kind of the worst performance. I mean, you're knocking off the rust. There's always some operation things that need to be worked out. I think we've kind of got our feet up under us now and are going to be a lot cleaner going into this game. I think there's too many penalties this week, this passing. I think we've cleaned up a lot of that this week.
As someone who is a Nashville local, and I know there are a lot of you who are local to this area playing for Vanderbilt, how much has it meant to you to be a part of the growth of this program from your freshman year, where you guys only won two games, to see the growth year over year that this program has made?
Yeah, I mean, it means a ton to me. I mean, this is my brother's favorite school growing up. And being able to, you know, make his favorite school a powerhouse and be a part of the change there has meant like a lot to me. And, you know, just being able to be near my family all the time. I mean, my parents bought 20 tickets for people to come to that game, you know, just that sense of like hometown pride that I have, being able to just like, I don't know, it's an indescribable feeling, man. I'm so grateful for it.
Last one for you, Brian. How have you guys been feeling, you know, on the defensive side of the ball as far as stunts and blitzes? Could you expect to see a lot of that versus Delaware? Do you expect that might be something that you kind of ramp up like once you get to NC State? And I know you're not looking at that, but it didn't seem like there were a whole lot of stunts and blitzes on Saturday night versus Austin Peay.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of a game plan thing. You know, we knew he was dangerous on the run, and he liked to get out of the pocket, so we were just really focused on keeping him in there and making sure that we funneled him into the rush. But, I mean, I think the pass rush plan is a pass rush plan. He gets it out quick. He's really fast with it, so all the stunts and stuff might hit, but we do have some stuff keyed up for them, you know. And we have a nice plan coming into this game for him and to ready to get him on the ground.
Brian, thanks so much for taking the time. Wishing you the best of luck this weekend against Delaware and the rest of the season. We hope to talk again soon.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Brian Longwell, Vanderbilt linebacker, joining us after practice. Commodores getting ready for Delaware on Saturday. We will react to what Brian had to say. Wrap up the show after this. Jake Lyman, Parker Kelly, next man up. 1-2-5 The Game.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.